Electroencephalography, EEG, is a powerful method for recording the brain's electrical activity, but its interpretive value depends heavily on how the electrode data are referenced and compared. These reference strategies are called montages. The choice of montage affects signal quality, spatial localization, artifact suppression, and clinical utility. EEG montages group derivations, or electrode pairs, into configurations that guide the visualization and interpretation of cerebral activity. The differential amplifier at the heart of EEG systems subtracts shared signals from each electrode pair to isolate differences, a process known as common mode rejection. Understanding how this process interacts with various montage types is essential for clinical accuracy and effective neurofeedback. In this essay, we will examine the principal montage configurations used in clinical and research EEG, referential, monopolar, sequential, bipolar, average reference, Linkier's reference, Laplacian, local average, common average, source derivation, and CZ reference. Each of these montages structures the EEG data differently and offers unique strengths and weaknesses depending on the clinical context. We will explore how these montages are constructed, when they are used, how they manage artifacts, and their limitations. We will begin by examining the fundamental role of differential amplifiers and then proceed to evaluate each montage in turn. We will conclude with an integrative summary that provides practical guidance for selecting montages in clinical neurofeedback and EEG analysis. Differential amplifiers and common mode rejection. The differential amplifier is the core element of EEG acquisition. It takes input from two electrodes designated as positive and negative and amplifies the voltage difference between them while suppressing any voltage common to both. This suppression of shared signal, known as common mode rejection, is vital in reducing electrical artifacts such as 50 or 60 Hz interference from power lines. The effectiveness of this process is quantified as the common mode rejection ratio, CMRR, which ideally exceeds 100:000:1 or 100 decibels. Such performance ensures that genuine cerebral signals are preserved while artifacts are minimized. Each EEG channel represents this differential comparison between two inputs. Modern amplifiers typically include a third electrode, the ground or system reference, which serves as the return path for currents and stabilizes the electrical circuit. This tripartite configuration, positive, negative, and ground, is the basis for clean signal acquisition. The voltages at the active and reference electrodes are each calculated relative to the ground, and the differential amplifier then subtracts one from the other, multiplying the result by a predefined gain to produce the final output. The location of the reference electrode has a profound influence on what is seen in the EEG tracing. If the reference site shares common electrical activity with the active electrode, that activity is subtracted out, potentially obscuring important signals. Conversely, if the reference contains unique artifacts such as cardiac or muscle activity, these signals can be erroneously attributed to the active electrode. This phenomenon, called reference contamination, is particularly problematic when the reference is placed near sources of high-amplitude physiological noise, such as the jaw, neck, or posterior scalp. Differential amplifiers do not distinguish between real brain activity and artifact, they merely process differences. This means that highly rhythmic EEG signals like posterior alpha activity can be attenuated if they are in phase and similar in amplitude at both electrodes. On the other hand, any signal that is present at only one of the electrodes or that differs significantly in phase or amplitude will be retained and potentially amplified. Therefore, understanding the geometry of signal sources and the spatial orientation of electrodes is essential for correct interpretation. Artifact suppression using differential amplifiers is not limited to electrical noise. Common biological artifacts such as electrocardiographic, ECG, signals, electromyographic, EMG, activity, and eye movements can also be suppressed to varying degrees. For instance, ECG artifacts, which span from 0.05 to 80 Hz, can contaminate a broad range of EEG frequency bands. If these artifacts are present at both electrodes in a derivation, the amplifier will subtract them. However, if they are present only at the reference site, they may appear in the signal of interest, misleading the clinician. In summary, the differential amplifier and its common mode rejection capabilities form the technological foundation of EEG recording. All montage configurations, whether monopolar, bipolar, or complex derivations, rely on this principle. Understanding how signal subtraction and artifact suppression occur enables clinicians and researchers to make informed choices about electrode placement and montage selection, which ultimately improves the reliability and interpretability of EEG data. Referential, monopolar, montage. The referential or monopolar montage is one of the most commonly used EEG configurations in clinical and neurofeedback settings. In this setup, a single active electrode is placed at a site of interest on the scalp in reference to a site assumed to be electrically neutral, such as the earlobe or mastoid process. The goal is to isolate activity at the active electrode by comparing it to a stable reference point. This configuration is often favored for its simplicity and ease of interpretation, especially in routine EEGs and neurofeedback applications. One of the primary advantages of the referential montage is its capacity to highlight localized activity at the active electrode site. This can be particularly useful for detecting abnormalities such as focal slowing, spikes, or epileptiform discharges. By choosing a reference site that contributes minimal electrical activity, the differential amplifier can emphasize the true signal from the active site. When used correctly, this montage is especially effective in identifying asymmetries and focal disturbances. However, the assumption that the reference site is electrically neutral is frequently violated. Reference contamination occurs when the reference site generates its own neural or artifactual signals, which then appear in the recorded EEG as if they originated at the active electrode. For example, placing the reference near temporal or posterior areas can inadvertently introduce alpha activity into the signal. This is particularly problematic in patients with strong posterior alpha rhythms, where misleading results can affect clinical decisions. In addition to contamination from neural signals, the referential montage is sensitive to physiological artifacts. Muscle activity from the temporalis or sternocleidomastoid muscles, as well as eye movements and cardiac signals, can all distort the EEG when they appear at or near the reference site. These artifacts may be mistaken for cortical activity unless clinicians are trained to recognize their characteristic signatures. Another limitation of the referential montage lies in its susceptibility to misinterpretation in the presence of symmetrical brain activity. When both the active and reference electrodes detect similar signals, the resulting subtraction may cancel out real EEG features. Conversely, when only the reference site contains activity, such as alpha or ECG artifact, the differential amplifier may erroneously attribute this to the active site, creating a false impression of localized activity. Despite these limitations, the referential montage remains a foundational configuration in EEG. With careful attention to electrode placement, impedance matching, and artifact rejection, it can provide valuable insights into cerebral function. Understanding the sources of contamination and their effects on signal interpretation is essential for maximizing the utility of this montage in both clinical and research contexts. Sequential, bipolar, montage. The sequential or bipolar montage consists of electrode pairs placed on the scalp in which both electrodes serve as active recording sites. Instead of referencing an active site to a neutral point, this montage measures the voltage difference between two cortical regions, making both electrodes functionally equivalent. This approach results in a differential signal that reflects the spatial contrast between neighboring sites, offering insights into the topography of electrical activity across the brain. This montage is particularly advantageous in clinical contexts where spatial gradients are diagnostically informative. It is especially useful in epilepsy monitoring, where bipolar comparisons can reveal the propagation path of epileptiform discharges. Because it records from two active sites, this configuration increases sensitivity to focal abnormalities and enables the clinician to pinpoint the origin of abnormal waveforms by identifying phase reversals across adjacent pairs. One strength of the sequential montage is its resistance to contamination from reference sites, which are eliminated altogether in this configuration. Since both electrodes are located on the scalp and contribute meaningful cortical signals, the resulting output avoids the pitfalls of reference contamination seen in referential montages. This makes the bipolar configuration more robust for detecting authentic local neural activity. However, sequential montages also have limitations. Since they display the difference between two active sites, generalized brain activity that affects both sites similarly may cancel out. As a result, this montage is less effective at capturing diffuse patterns such as generalized slowing or broad alpha rhythms. It is also more difficult to interpret absolute voltage levels since each channel reflects a subtraction of two signals rather than a single site potential. The effectiveness of the bipolar montage depends strongly on electrode spacing. If electrodes are placed too close together, similar signals may cancel out, leading to flat or diminished waveforms. Conversely, if electrodes are too far apart, the montage may integrate dissimilar signals, introducing artificial gradients or spurious activity. Optimal electrode spacing ensures a balance between sensitivity to local differences and reduction of volume-conducted noise. In summary, the sequential, bipolar, montage provides a powerful tool for enhancing spatial specificity and reducing reference-related artifacts. While it is less suitable for capturing generalized cortical states, it excels in applications requiring precise localization of cortical activity. By combining bipolar montages with other configurations, such as average reference or Laplacian, clinicians and researchers can cross-validate findings and achieve a more comprehensive understanding of EEG dynamics. Average reference montage. The average reference montage re-references each EEG channel to the mean voltage of all electrodes, effectively using a dynamically calculated common baseline. This method assumes that the average potential across the scalp approximates zero, especially when a high-density electrode array is used. By subtracting this average from each electrode signal, the montage produces waveforms that emphasize deviations from the global pattern of activity. This montage is commonly used in research settings and in high channel count clinical applications. It enhances the detection of spatially distributed brain rhythms such as the posterior alpha rhythm or frontal theta activity. Because every site is referenced to the same composite baseline, comparisons between channels are more consistent, facilitating topographic mapping and network analysis. The montage is particularly well-suited for cognitive and affective neuroscience studies, where symmetrical referencing improves signal interpretability. Despite its analytical advantages, the average reference montage depends on several assumptions that may not hold in all contexts. It presumes that all scalp regions are equally represented in the electrode array. If the electrode distribution is sparse or uneven, the calculated average may not be truly representative, skewing results. Undersampling in areas like the inferior temporal regions can bias the reference signal and contaminate data from adjacent electrodes. This montage is also susceptible to distortion from artifacts in a single channel. Because each channel contributes to the average, high-amplitude noise at one site can propagate to all others through the reference calculation. Consequently, rigorous pre-processing is essential when using the average reference montage. Electrode impedance checks, bad channel interpolation, and artifact rejection must be performed with precision to preserve the accuracy of the derived signals. Another drawback lies in the interpretability of the resulting waveforms. Since the signal at each site is calculated as a deviation from the mean, absolute voltage levels become ambiguous. Clinicians must be cautious when comparing recordings across sessions or individuals, as the average reference is a dynamic, data-dependent construct. For longitudinal studies or norm-referenced assessments, this instability can reduce diagnostic reliability. Nevertheless, when applied under proper methodological conditions, the average reference montage is a powerful tool for multivariate EEG analysis. Its capacity to normalize comparisons and support global brain mapping makes it a valuable option in both clinical and experimental settings. When combined with complementary montages, it provides a more complete view of functional and dysfunctional brain activity. Linked ears reference montage. The linked ears reference montage uses the combined signal from both earlobes or mastoid processes as a shared reference for all active electrodes. This configuration is widely used in traditional neurofeedback and clinical EEG settings due to its simplicity and historical compatibility with early EEG systems. By averaging the signals from A1 and A2, or M1 and M2, the montage attempts to create a neutral reference that is equidistant from the cortical recording sites. This montage allows for the visualization of broad cortical activity and supports symmetrical comparisons between hemispheres. It is particularly useful in applications focused on the vertex and central midline regions, which are physically distant from the ears and therefore less affected by reference contamination. In practice, the linked ears montage is often employed for protocols assessing posterior dominant rhythm, interhemispheric asymmetries, and training sensorimotor rhythms at CC or C3/C4. However, one of the key drawbacks of the linked ears montage is reference contamination. Because the ears and mastoids are located close to the temporal lobes, they often capture alpha activity and muscle artifact, particularly from the jaw and neck. When this signal is averaged and used as a reference, it may artificially inflate or distort the signals recorded at other electrodes. This is especially problematic for frontal and temporal electrodes, where contamination can obscure genuine cerebral activity. Another concern is the asymmetry between the reference electrodes. Differences in impedance, signal quality, or artifact presence between the left and right ear can result in an unbalanced reference signal, further degrading the accuracy of the recording. In patients with cranial asymmetries, conductive abnormalities, or hardware such as earrings or implants, obtaining consistent reference quality from both ears may be difficult. Despite these limitations, the linked ears montage remains prevalent due to its operational ease and widespread adoption in legacy databases and training protocols. Many commercial neurofeedback systems particularly well support it and is often the default configuration in basic EEG recording setups. Its compatibility with normative databases, especially those developed using linked ear references, reinforces its continued use. To maximize the effectiveness of the linked ears montage, clinicians should monitor reference quality carefully, check impedance regularly, and remain vigilant for signs of contamination. When used alongside other montage types such as bipolar or Laplacian configurations, the linked ears montage can provide a valuable reference point and contribute to a more comprehensive EEG analysis. Laplacian montage. The Laplacian or local average montage enhances spatial resolution by referencing each electrode to the average of its immediate neighbors. This configuration is distinct from global average reference strategies, emphasizing local activity while minimizing the influence of widespread or volume-conducted signals. By focusing on local field potentials, the Laplacian montage is particularly effective at isolating focal cortical sources. Electrode placement for the Laplacian montage requires relatively dense and evenly spaced coverage, ideally using 19 or more electrodes according to the 10-20 or 10-10 international systems. Each central electrode is compared mathematically to the average potential of the surrounding electrodes, typically those within a few centimeters in each direction. This yields a differential signal highlighting localized sources while suppressing broadly distributed background activity. The primary strength of the Laplacian montage is its ability to improve source localization. It reduces the confounding effects of volume conduction and enhances the contrast between adjacent cortical areas. This makes it particularly valuable in studies of somatosensory processing, focal epilepsy, and neurofeedback protocols targeting sensorimotor rhythms or specific Brodmann areas. It is also useful in distinguishing genuine cortical activity from common mode signals like muscle or cardiac artifacts. However, the Laplacian montage presents technical challenges. It is sensitive to errors in electrode placement, as misalignment can skew the local averages. Additionally, its accuracy declines at the edges of the scalp, such as at FP1, FP2, O1, and O2, where fewer neighboring electrodes are available for comparison. This edge effect limits the reliability of Laplacian signals at peripheral sites. Artifacts that affect a group of neighboring electrodes can also compromise the Laplacian montage. For example, eye blinks or facial muscle activity may influence frontal electrodes simultaneously, distorting the derived signal. Therefore, this montage demands rigorous artifact rejection procedures and may be best used in combination with other configurations to cross-validate findings. Despite its limitations, the Laplacian montage is widely regarded as a superior method for enhancing spatial detail in EEG. It offers a means to isolate localized cortical events and can be a complementary tool in clinical diagnostics and advanced neurofeedback. Its application is expanding with the adoption of high-density EEG systems and source modeling techniques that benefit from improved spatial specificity. Common average montage. The common average montage expands upon the principles of average referencing by allowing greater flexibility in electrode inclusion. Rather than averaging all scalp electrodes indiscriminately, the common average montage excludes midline or artifact-prone channels. This targeted averaging improves the reference stability and helps reduce distortion caused by malfunctioning or noisy electrodes. In this montage, each channel is re-referenced to the mean of a selected subset of electrodes. This subset typically spans multiple scalp regions while omitting electrodes that exhibit high impedance, strong artifact contamination, or outlier amplitudes. This design makes the montage more robust in clinical environments, where signal quality may vary across electrode sites due to hair density, movement, or skin condition. The strength of the common average montage lies in its adaptability and balance between global and regional specificity. It provides a relatively neutral reference that supports comparisons across hemispheres and cortical lobes. The montage is commonly used in studies of large-scale neural networks, including resting state analysis and ERP paradigms, where stable and interpretable baselines are essential for cross-subject and cross-condition comparisons. Despite these advantages, the montage is still vulnerable to the influence of included artifact channels. If a contaminated signal remains in the average calculation, it may propagate errors across all re-referenced electrodes. Therefore, the montage requires vigilant data screening, including careful visual inspection and the potential use of automated artifact rejection algorithms. Another consideration is the interpretive challenge posed by relative voltage values. Because each electrode signal is measured against a composite baseline, absolute values become less meaningful. This can complicate clinical interpretation, especially when attempting to quantify focal abnormalities or assess intervention responses. Nevertheless, the common average montage remains a flexible and widely accepted configuration. It bridges the gap between local precision and whole brain monitoring, offering clinicians and researchers a tool that balances noise suppression, artifact management, and analytical clarity. When paired with high-quality pre-processing, the common average montage can enhance the reliability of multi-channel EEG analysis in both experimental and applied contexts. Source derivation montage. The source derivation montage applies mathematical transformations to the EEG signal to estimate the location and strength of underlying cortical sources. The most common implementation is the current source density, CSD, technique, which computes the second spatial derivative of the scalp potentials. This calculation enhances local signal contrast and suppresses volume-conducted signals, effectively sharpening the spatial resolution of the EEG. Source derivation requires high-density electrode arrays, often with 64 or more channels evenly distributed across the scalp. Each electrode is compared to a weighted average of its neighbors, and the result estimates the net flow of electrical current entering or leaving the cortex at that point. Unlike standard voltage-based recordings, the derived signals represent estimates of radial current flow and are expressed in units of microamperes rather than microvolts. One of the primary advantages of source derivation is its ability to localize cortical generators of EEG activity with greater precision. It is particularly useful in detecting focal abnormalities such as epileptic spikes, identifying localized sensorimotor rhythms, and mapping evoked potentials. The technique is widely used in advanced research settings and is gaining traction in clinical neurodiagnostics and neurofeedback. However, the approach has important limitations. It is highly sensitive to electrode placement and requires uniform spatial coverage. Edge electrodes, those located at the perimeter of the cap, such as FP1, O1, or T8, have fewer neighboring electrodes and thus produce less accurate CSD estimates. Additionally, high-amplitude artifacts in even one neighboring channel can distort the derived signal, necessitating rigorous pre-processing. Another challenge is the interpretive complexity of source derivation. Because the signals no longer represent raw voltages but estimates of current flow, they cannot be directly compared with traditional EEG data or normative databases built on voltage-based montages. Clinicians and researchers must be trained in the unique features of CST representations and should avoid using them interchangeably with standard montage outputs. Despite these challenges, source derivation offers a valuable enhancement to EEG spatial resolution and is particularly well-suited for identifying cortical activity with high specificity. When integrated with normative modeling or functional imaging data, it can deepen the precision of brain mapping and expand the clinical utility of EEG in both diagnostic and therapeutic domains. CZ reference montage. The CZ reference montage uses the central vertex electrode, CZ, as the common reference for all other scalp electrodes. Situated at the intersection of the midline and coronal planes, CZ is centrally located, making it a convenient reference point in symmetrical electrode arrays. This montage is often used in neurofeedback, event-related potential, ERP, studies, and assessments focused on interhemispheric symmetry. This configuration allows each scalp electrode to be referenced to a single, fixed site, enhancing the comparability of signals across the entire head. It is especially advantageous in protocols investigating hemispheric asymmetries, such as those involving frontal alpha or parietal beta activity. CZ's equidistant position from left and right hemispheres makes it an ideal reference for studies requiring balanced lateral representation. The CZ reference montage is also favored in motor cortex studies because it is positioned directly over the sensorimotor strip. This placement supports detecting activity related to voluntary movement, SMR rhythms, and mu suppression. When analyzing ERPs, using a fixed central reference can simplify waveform alignment and facilitate group-level averaging across subjects. However, using CZ as a reference introduces specific limitations. Any activity originating at or near CZ will be subtracted from all other electrode signals, potentially masking midline phenomena such as vertex sharp waves or centroparietal mu bursts. This can lead to an underestimation of the amplitude of these features and a misrepresentation of their spatial extent. Furthermore, the CZ montage may introduce bias in datasets where central cortical activity is prominent. In such cases, CZ-derived signals can appear in other channels due to differential subtraction, resulting in artifacts of interpretation. For example, if CZ is affected by eye movements or EMG activity from nearby musculature, the contamination may distort activity recorded at frontal or parietal sites. Despite these considerations, the CZ reference montage remains a practical and widely used configuration. Its anatomical symmetry, compatibility with standard electrode arrays, and ease of interpretation make it suitable for a range of clinical and experimental purposes. When interpreted in context and cross-validated with other montage types, the CZ reference offers valuable insights into EEG topography and dynamics. Conclusion. The diversity of EEG montages provides a flexible framework for tailoring recordings to specific clinical or research goals. Each montage type, whether referential, bipolar, average-based, or source-derived, offers unique insights into cerebral activity and distinct methods of addressing the challenges of artifact suppression, spatial resolution, and reference bias. A foundational understanding of the differential amplifier and the principle of common mode rejection is critical to appreciating how each montage functions. Referential montages offer simplicity and are often suitable for identifying focal abnormalities, but they are vulnerable to reference contamination. Sequential montages emphasize spatial differences and are especially useful in epilepsy localization, though they may obscure global patterns. Average and common average montages promote uniform referencing and support whole brain analysis, but they require clean, evenly distributed data. Linked ears references remain widely used but are limited by their susceptibility to temporal alpha and muscle artifact. Laplacian and source derivation montages enhance spatial resolution and suppress volume conducted noise, though they are technically demanding and best suited for high-density systems. The CZ reference montage provides a central, symmetrical reference useful in many contexts but may obscure midline activity. Each configuration has strengths that must be weighed against its limitations, and no single montage is universally optimal. Instead, inform selection based on analytic objectives, subject characteristics, and electrode configuration is essential. Best practices involve comparing multiple montages to validate findings and differentiate true neural activity from artifacts or montage-specific distortions. This multimodal approach can be especially beneficial in clinical settings where diagnostic precision is essential or in research where reproducibility and spatial specificity are critical. Continued developments in digital signal processing and source modeling are expanding the utility of advanced montages, particularly Laplacian and source derivation techniques. As EEG acquisition and analysis technology evolves, so too does the importance of understanding how different montage choices influence interpretation. Ultimately, thoughtful montage selection enhances the diagnostic and analytic power of EEG. By integrating multiple referencing strategies, clinicians and researchers can achieve a more comprehensive and accurate depiction of brain function, guiding both assessment and intervention with greater precision.